The Obama administration is facing anger both at home and abroad over the revelations of the secret U.S. spy programs that track people's private communications to thwart so-called terrorist threats. But U.S. intelligence officials have said they will not scrap the programs revealed by an intelligence contractor who's fled to Hong Kong and is facing a criminal investigation. The intelligence contractor, Edward Snowden, revealed his identity on Sunday afternoon. The 29-year-old intelligence contractor said he knew the great risks he was taking, exposing a phone records monitoring program and an internet scouring program designed by the U.S. government. When Snowden was asked about national security concerns, he said, "We managed to survive greater threats in our history than a few disorganized terrorist groups and rogue states without resorting to these sorts of programs. It's not that I don't value intelligence, but that I oppose omniscient, automatic mass surveillance. That seems to me a greater threat to the institutions of a free society than missed intelligence report and unworthy of the costs." Attending the Left Forum this weekend was one former senior executive of the National Security Agency, Thomas Drake, who blew the whistle in 2005 on the massive fraud, waste and abuse at the NSA and its use of broad dragnet surveillance of the American people. Drake was participating in a panel discussion on the Bradley Manning trial. Drake said he was labeled an enemy of the state.
"And I was accused of espionage under the Espionage Act of 1917. It's a World War I era statute during the Woodrow Wilson administration that was specifically designed to go after spies and not whistleblowers. And now it's being routinely used, or the threat of it, well, much has not been reported, that even the threat of having the Espionage Act come down on your head. And yet, it's for non-spy activity, and it's for actually holding up a mirror to the U.S. government. In Manning's case, he's in a much more strict system. But the similarities, right? He saw what we believed and were, in fact, war crimes. Under Article 92, he's only required to obey lawful orders. He's being told to engage in activity that would violate the very oath that he took, the same oath that I took four times in my government career, twice in the military, once at CIA, and once at the National Security Agency. And so, as an act of conscience, civil disobedience, he says, you know what? This information, because of what it violates on any number of fronts, and the dark side of American diplomacy, never mind all the war logs, and never mind the things that he was being asked to participate in when he was at Ford Operating Base Hammer. So he made a fateful decision, and it's right now the most critical criminal case that's in the court system, civilian or military, because of what's at stake, not just for Manning, but for the First Amendment in journalism, and the ability to associate, and ability to hold the government to account. The government doesn't want to be held to account, so it's decided to go after the very people and make prime examples of them. And they want to send the most chilling of messages with Manning. And if possible, they want to put him away for life.
Drake says it's ultimately the government's war on information it wants to control.
So it's ultimately about government control of information it believes it's in its purview, that it has some kind of authority over, particularly when it relates to the government. But the government's made up of people. I mean, this is not some disembodied, you know, entity out there that, you know, doesn't have a face. These are real people making real decisions behind the scenes. And they've made conscious choices, particularly since 9/11, to draw that line, which is a false dichotomy anyways, but draw that line far over to the side of security at the expense of liberty. And it's somehow that the sacrifice is worth it, because we need to keep people safe. But if you're going to make me less free in order to keep me safe, what do I lose in the process? And yet they'll say, well, just in case. So we're willing to sacrifice the fundamental heart of our democracy for the 0.001, and I'm actually being generous when I say 0.001% of those who would actually engage in activity that's criminal, and forsake the rights and freedoms and liberties for the other 99.999%.
The nine U.S. corporations whose customer accounts have been surveilled, to include Google, Facebook, and Apple, have been responding, denying they are involved. And on the face of it, this is correct, as the government didn't ask their permission.
It was in Europe, and it was a couple that currently lives in Germany. And we got into what's happening with all the governments bringing these extraordinary prosecutions against whistleblowers, against hacktivists, and any number of others, dissenters. why this pernicious, persistent campaign and putting tremendous amounts of resources in it at taxpayer expense to do so. He said, well, at least we know we live in a post-fascist society. You're in a pre-fascist society and don't know it. I had to pause. And here's the reason I paused. During the latter years of the Cold War, I flew in RC-135s. We did electronic surveillance, reconnaissance, as we called it, of communist countries. And my target of interest, the country in which I became an expert, was East Germany. East Germany. East Germany was a fascist surveillance state. They became monstrously efficient, particularly with the instrument called the Stasi. They had reams of records on every citizen in that country, and then some. But they were paper-based. We now have a Leviathan security state that has access to extraordinary amounts of information. And although it's no surprise to me about what they're doing, it's just that now people are finding out, in many cases for the first time, that one of those systems allows the NSA direct access to the servers that are hosted by companies like Google, like Microsoft, like Yahoo, like Facebook, where in fact, because they have direct access, they can actually see what you're doing while before you even hit the send button.
President Obama's national security and officials are preparing to brief the full Congressional House on Tuesday evening. The White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said today that these programs have been subject to ongoing congressional and judicial oversight. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.